let me sing in the choir, in the choir. Please let me sing in the choir.
One old man can't be all that bad. Won't you please let me sing in the choir? I guess you'd say he's a fixture around town, they all knew his name. And every time the church bells rang, Uncle Jesse, he up and came. He always sat in the very same pew, humming in a voice loud and rough. When it came to the Antioch Church House Choir, Uncle Jesse never heard enough. See, he always wanted to sing in the choir, but he couldn't sing a lick, don't you know? Why, he tried out for the Antioch Choir
34 years in a row.
He'd always get to the tryouts early. He wanted to try out first, but instead of singing getting any better, every year
it just got a little worse.
He'd say, please let me sing in the choir, in the choir.
Please let me sing in the choir.
One old man can't be all that bad. Won't you please let me sing in the choir? One cloudy Sunday morning, I remember it was raining some. The church bells rang and everybody came except Jesse. He didn't come. And everybody started getting worried, but they figured they'd start anyhow. Just as they did, just as voice came burning out from heaven, and I don't know how. He said, I found me a choir that'll let me sing.
Now I'm singing in the choir,
and I can lift my voice just as high as yours,
maybe just a little high.
Well, I found
choir that'll let me sing. Now I'm singing in the choir.
You folks down there, you can pull me a light, 'cause I'm singing in the heavenly choir. You folks down there, you can't hold me light, 'cause I'm singing in the heavenly choir.
Please let me sing in the choir, in the choir. Please let me sing in the choir. One old man can't be all that bad.
Won't you
please let me sing in the choir?
Come down, that gravity will hold your feet on the ground. But when Jesus comes back and we're heaven bound, I'm going up where I'll never come down. I'm going up where I'll never come down. When I hear Gabriel's trumpet sound in a long white robe and a starry crown, I'm going up where I'll never come down. Never came down in a chariot of fire. His feet left the ground. Elijah was there, and this he found. He saw Elijah go up, but he never came down. I'm going up where I'll never come down. When I hear Gabriel's trumpet sound in a long white robe and a starry
the pool of Bethesda, without hope or help for his need. All that man wanted was to be near the water, so that he could be made whole and receive his strength. An angel had passed his way so many times before, so as Jesus drew near that day, he cried unto the Lord,
let me be there when the water is troubled and the Spirit of healing sweeps over this place.
Felt so far from his care. All that I needed was his tender mercy to reach out to me in my time of despair. That's when I knew that he had heard my heart's cry. Lord, meet with me, hear my heart's desire.
Let me be there when the water is troubled and the Spirit of healing sweeps over this place. Let me be near to the waters of mercy.
Any words can say, it's easy to express your love then turn and walk away. But when Jesus said I love you to a world that was lost, he had his say when love's displayed from an old rugged cross. He said, I'm dying been set with pretty flowers and shining diamond rings, a band of gold, a string of pearls, a million different things. But to find a greater token of love, I'm at a loss. These treasures rare cannot compare to an old rugged cross, where he said, "I'm dying to tell you I love you." I want to show you what grace can do, so I'm dying to tell you I love you. He said, "I'm dying to tell you I love you. I've tried to make it alone, but Lord, without you, my dreams would fall through and hope would be gone. But Lord, I ask just this simple task, please help me to stand, and I'll walk by your side with you lullaby. Hold on to my hand, hold on to my hand, dear Lord, I pray, for I cannot make it without you today. For the valley's too wide and the mountain's too high, for me, Lord, I can see a mountain to climb. You showing the way, I'll be not afraid, and I won't fall behind. Though the journey is rough and the battle is tough, I'll go by your plan, and victory be mine. One step at a time, with you holding my hand. Hold on to my hand, dear Lord, I pray, for I cannot make it without you today. For the valley's too wide, too high, oh Lord, I pray, please help me today, hold on to my hand.
by prophets of old about a city that we shall behold, a city that's built by the Savior's own hand. I'm getting ready, brother, to move over to the promised land. I'm getting ready to cross over Jordan's swelling tide. I'm getting ready to bid this old world goodbye. I'm saying that that's one thing I know. Bags are packed and I'm ready to go. I'm getting ready to go.
Just any day our blessed Lord shall appear. Get ready, brother, before he gets here. If you're not ready when the Lord says it's time, you'll never make it to the beautiful city. You'll be left behind. Well,
I'm getting ready to cross over Jordan's swelling tide. I'm getting ready to bid this whole world goodbye. I'm saying that that's one thing I know. My bags are packed and I'm ready to go. I'm getting ready. Getting ready to go. I'm getting ready to cross over Jordan's swelling tide. I'm getting ready to bid this old world goodbye. I'm saying that that's one thing I know. My bags are packed and I'm ready to go. I'm getting ready to go. I'm saying that that's one thing I know. My bags are packed and I'm ready to go. I'm getting ready to go.
Leads me on. Man with wicked hands had pulled some thistles down and braided them together to place upon his head. While the blood ran free, Jesus died for me with a crown upon his head.
But there'll be no thorns in the crown, my blood.
Will shine as bright today as the crown up there that he will wear on Coronation Day. Oh, I'm just waiting for the moment when before him I bow down, and while anthems ring, declare him king with a bright and shining crown.
Watching closely to see. must not sleep, for he's counting sheep.
Jesus sits patiently upon his throne, gazing so carefully upon his foe, with loving devotion through the day and through the night to save his sheep.
Gospel music publication. The writer was criticizing gospel singers for selling tapes, t-shirts, and other items like that at their concert. The person accused gospel singers of being more concerned about getting a song on the charts than anything else. Boy, I'd like to answer that letter. I'd like to ask that person if they knew how many souls were led to Jesus Christ through gospel music. And I'd like to tell that person how many hours and hours of hard work, sweat and tears went into those songs that beautifully tell the story of Jesus and his saving power. I wonder if he would be willing to pack his bags every Wednesday night and climb on an old bus, fanning the diesel smoke out of his face, and leave his loved ones till Monday. Do this week after week, month after month, year after year. I wonder if that person would sleep 5 nights a week on a plywood bed with a piece of 3-inch foam rubber for a mattress just to tell the story of Jesus. When I think of all the effort that goes into keeping a gospel group on the road, boy, I choke up. I think of the work that goes into one song, to write it, to arrange it, learn it, play it, record it, and then air it to the nation, and I'm amazed. The gospel DJ that gets up early in the morning when most of the world is still asleep and makes his way to the station to bless hearts that day with some good old gospel music. The people of the recording industry who work endless hours to make sure that the sound that finally ends up on the airways is the best that it can possibly be. After everyone concerned with the song has done everything humanly possible to present that song to the ears and the hearts of the people, then the singers struggle to get to the next town, to let it be a blessing to someone. We need to pray for these singers. We don't need to knock them. Oh, sure, they're not all perfect. Matter of fact, none of them are perfect. But all preachers, deacons, and Sunday school teachers are not perfect either. We're all working hard together to tell the story of Jesus to a lost and dying world. We're trying to tell the lost people in our midst to accept Jesus Christ as their Savior. We're trying to tell the Christians in our midst that Jesus has the answer for their everyday problems. And the gospel singer is doing just that. And what's more, he's telling it to literally thousands of people each week. So if I were the editor, my answer would be, keep up the good work, Glenn and George. Keep writing about Sweet Beulah Land, Squire. Keep telling that God's alive and Jesus saves, Hamill. Keep spinning the records, you DJs. We'll pray for you. And gospel singers, we'll buy your tapes. We'll buy your CDs and T-shirts to help you get to the next town to tell the story of Jesus. Because we've all got to work hard together until Jesus comes.
I love to tell the story of Jesus and